care. Well, I wonder whether you have ever experienced tinnitus. I wonder how that manifests for you. Love to hear from you on 1300 222 702. 10 to 15% of people experience tinnitus at some point in their lives across the world. It can be continuous or it can be on and off. So what is it? Why does it happen? And there's also a challenge that is here, a wellness challenge that I'll tell you about in just a moment. But Dr. Matthew Matera, sorry, let me try that again. Sorry. Mattia Recuna is a hearing and tinnitus researcher from Mind Ear, and he is with us now. Thank you so much for being here. Sorry about that taking my time on your name.
That's okay, Emma. Thank you very much for having me.
My apologies. That must just be part of your life, getting your name mangled, but I should have tried harder there. Thank you for
It's that. Absolutely part of my life. I usually book restaurants with the name of Mr. Tom.
Mr. Tom. Thank you so much, Mattia, for being here. So tell us, I want to get to what this week, the Wellness Week and the trial is all about in a moment, but can you just tell us a little bit about tinnitus, what people experience when they have it?
Yes. So tinnitus is, as far as we understand, a perception created by the brain in the absence of an external stimulation. So there is no sounds around you, but your brain perceives a sound, and that creates an ongoing ringing or buzzing in your head that sometimes can be very intrusive and create a lot of bothersomeness and sleepless nights, loss of concentration, and in the very bad cases, depression and anxiety.
When you say there's not a sound but your mind perceives a sound, some tinnitus can be from sounds that are happening in your own body, right? I know there's a thing called pulsar tinnitus where you sort of hear your own blood whooshing past a vessel in your head. I think that's how it goes.
That is completely correct. So there's two main categories. There's the objective tinnitus and there's subjective tinnitus.
Wow.
Objective tinnitus is, as you said, a sound that is created by your body. So it could be blood vessel, or it could be something else happening in your ears. And this is usually a very, very small portion. And that is usually something that can be fixed by surgery. And that's a very small portion. So that is why in tinnitus care, it always recommended to go see an audiologist and an ENT, preferably an ENT, because they will be able to look at your ears, ask you the questions that will rule out any possibility of this being an objective tinnitus that they can surgically fix. What we care more about is the subjective tinnitus, which is something that is very hard to measure. It's only how much it impacts you that we really can measure, and is very much harder to treat. It can't be cured most of the time. It's very difficult to manage, but it is very possible. There are very effective ways of treating and managing the tinnitus.
Mattia Recuna is here. He's a hearing and tinnitus researcher from Mind Ear. 1300 222 702. If you'd like to join this conversation, or 0467 922 702. What you just said there sounds really difficult, Mattia. It's people are asked to sort of live with something, and you mentioned anxiety and depression that can come with this. It must be a really difficult thing to overcome mentally.
Yes. You mentioned the number 10 to 15%, and that's correct. When it comes to someone experiencing tinnitus, that includes objective tinnitus and all the types that are known. However, 2 to 3% will experience what we call bothersome tinnitus, or something that is actually going to impact their lives in a very negative way. When that happens, there are different things that you can do and manage, but this is always very close to what would be chronic pain, what would be something that you have to deal with on a daily basis. But we have a lot of tools at our disposal, and mainly our brains, which are very powerful machines and can help us get rid of those worries, get rid of those sounds, because at the end of the day, the brain is the main factor in this game, where it is the one creating the perception of the sound. So if we can trick our brain and teach our brain how to put the sound in the background, we can effectively habituate, which is a term we use very often in tinnitus care, we can habituate to the sound. And that process is very similar to the sound, putting the sound of the fridge that is in your kitchen in the background, or putting the sound of your AC in the background. So your brain, once it assimilates that a sound is not a threat, that it's not something that should be paid too much attention to, it can do this work of letting go of the sound and put it in the background.
Wow, like tuning it out in a way, just trying to tuning it out. That it's really fascinating. Love to hear from you. This is you, 1-300-222-702. Greg has called us from Cronulla. Hi there, Greg.
Yeah, good afternoon. I listened to this segment with great interest.
Yeah, what's happened for you?
So I've had, I call it tinnitus. I've had it for most probably 15 years, and I put my tinnitus down to stress at work.
So it started with some stress at work?
Yeah. I had my own business doing international freight forwarding, customs clearance, warehousing, distribution, all that sort of stuff. And the business was a very stressful business. And I believe that I developed my tinnitus through being stressed out. And over the years, I've actually learnt to deal with it and put it in the background.
And do you accept it's just, it's not coming from anywhere? It must be a hard thing to accept at first that there's this sound and it's got no reason to be there.
Yeah, look, it's difficult. I think the hardest part with tinnitus is when you go to bed of a night time and there's no other noise to filter the tinnitus out of your ears. Mm. That's really difficult. But look, again, I've learned to deal with it. I've learned to have it as my unwanted friend, if I could say that.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for sharing that, Greg. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you.
That's Greg from Cronulla and also is Dr. Mattia Rikkonen, who's with us as well from Mind Ear. He's a hearing and tinnitus researcher. Is that common? Is stress something that can bring it on, Mattia?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm so glad that Greg brought it up. Like, I mean, it's very common and must be emphasized that this is something that can be also treated and managed. The likeliness of stress being a factor in the tinnitus and or the loudness or the perceived loudness of the tinnitus is very, very high for people that have bothersome tinnitus. In the case of Greg, obviously, he's been able to do this work and naturally habituate by making it become this unwanted friend.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what we try to do, but accelerate that process for people by putting all those techniques, sound therapy, relaxation, change of behavior, and trying to understand our emotions and thoughts a bit closer to try and change those. But to give you just a broad idea, tinnitus can be coming from three different factors. One is the peripheral problems that could come from hearing loss, trauma, head trauma. And then there is what we call the central contributors, which could be anxiety, stress, and all those factors actually impact our subconscious brain and all the parts of our brain that are linked to our senses. So it makes sense that this would then put everything in overdrive. And then the third main contributor is what we call somatic tinnitus, which comes from possible jaw issues, so locked jaw, problems with the neck. So people that have car accidents with whiplash sometimes develop tinnitus. And all this can then be treated very effectively with physiotherapy and effective relaxation methods.
Tony from Singleton is here. Hi there, Tony.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
Great, thank you. What's happened for you?
Well, I was had about a 12-month treatment for a throat cancer back in 2022, which involved intensive radiation treatment and chemo. And I've had terrible tinnitus ever since. And it was interesting your previous caller calling it an unwanted friend, because that's almost exactly what it feels like. So, and it just varies in severity and the sort of intrusiveness on your day-to-day life. So if I'm busy, I don't really think about it, but even driving along before your conversation came up, I'm hearing it in my ears and in my head, I suppose.
Do you? As I'm hearing these stories, I'm understanding, I bet a lot of our listeners disproportionately would have tinnitus because the radio would be a very welcome distraction. Do you sometimes put the radio in your ears with earphones? Would something like that help?
Actually, oddly, I don't, because I don't know, I seem to have very weird ears. I can't hold the things in my ears, so they all fall out. Yeah, but yeah. No, so I don't. But, you know, I'm just finished playing some tennis. So while I'm playing tennis, I don't even think about it. But as soon as I'm sitting down on the lounge and having a drink or something, suddenly it's there.
Right. Thanks so much for telling us a bit about your experience, Tony. Really, really appreciate you calling in. And Dr. Matteo Ricuna is here from MindEar. What did you think about what Tony had to say there?
Oh, I think Tony is another great representation of what we see often. Like, obviously, chemotherapy is very aggressive treatment for good reasons. And, you know, we can't go around that. And what happens is by targeting the bad cells of the cancer, it also sometimes targets the good cells that we have in our bodies, and that can affect the brain, the nervous systems, and the hearing. So when that happens, the brain has to recalibrate, and sometimes that leads to the same process of making this new sound or this creating this perception of a sound that is not there. So the link between drugs and tinnitus is also evidence. There is sometimes cases of chemotherapy or other what we call ototoxic drugs, which are drugs that sometimes can be aggressive towards the hearing systems, that can lead to some kind of tinnitus because they reduce the signals that go to the brain from the ears, and then the brain has to compensate with this noise, and that's the tinnitus essentially. And I think what was very interesting from what Tony was saying is, he's basically been applying the same techniques that we would promote in a more structured way, which is basically distracting yourself, trying to enjoy your life, doing the activities that you enjoy doing, rather than sitting in a quiet room all day and isolating yourself, because this is where the contrast between your environment and the sound is going to be the highest. When the contrast is very high, then you start noticing things more. We use sometimes the metaphor of the candle in the dark room, and as soon as you turn on the lights, you can't really see the candle as much. Here it's very much the same. The tinnitus is the candle. So if the room is dark, meaning no noise, no activity, then you're going to notice it a lot, and then as soon as you turn on the light, or if you create a sound environment, if you're busy playing tennis, listening to radio, then it becomes easier to distract yourself and put the sound in the background. That being said, there are also times where you can't really do that.
No.
And that's when you need to have other techniques like breathing, relaxation, mindfulness, things like that, that allow you to deal with those times where you can't create some environment around you to distract yourself.
I want to hear about this wellness challenge in a moment. Doctor, I'll get you to tell us all about how people can get involved. But Steve's here from Russell Lee. Hi, Steve.
Hi, g'day. Thanks for your time. Look, I've always led to believe that my tinnitus was due to working in noisy environments my entire life. So I've sort of worked as a cabinet maker, you know, where noise and machinery was, and now I work as a gardener with two-stroke stuff all the time screaming in my ear. I've always wore earmuffs or ear protection, but still suffered from it. I have the noise, you know, or the ringing in both ears constantly. Doesn't sort of matter what I'm doing, and just means I need to turn the telly up louder and everyone goes, you know, you're deaf, Dad, you know.
I love it. You're like, I'm not deaf, I'm just trying to get this ringing in the, you know, in properly in proportion.
I can hear perfectly fine. It's just that ringing in my ears gets in the way.
Steve, do you ever get peace and quiet? I just think about how tough this is. Do you find yourself,
it's just there, I suppose, and I'm not going to get that upset about it. It's just there. I've had hearing tests, and so I don't hear those high pitches anymore, because that ringing is such a high pitch. I don't hear that high pitch. So, for instance, I had we're watching something on the telly, and they were doing a test of what animals hear when we can hear what pitches. Mm. And as they ramped it up to what we could hear, or when they started it, everyone else in the room went, "Oh, that hurts," and I couldn't hear it yet.
Oh, wow, wow.
And then you know, they go, "Oh, I can hear it now." But right. I'm like 30, not 30 seconds, but maybe 5 or 6 seconds after everybody else.
Yeah, right.
As that high pitch goes through.
Yeah, well, thanks very much, Steve. Really appreciate you calling us today. Thanks so much. Dr. Matteo Ricuna is here from MindEar. Tell us about this trial. How can people might be listening going, "Yes, I need to work on this, help this turn this into my, what do we call it, unwelcome friend?" Or what was it called again? How do we work? How can people actually do something practical?
I love this terminology, the unwanted friend, but I'd like to make it even more acceptable and maybe just call it a friend. Yeah. that makes an appearance sometimes, an unwanted appearance sometimes. Most of the time it's something that you don't really notice. The challenge that we created is basically to promote or maybe raise awareness. So next week is Tinnitus Awareness Week. It's from the 2nd to the 9th of February every year. All the not-for-profits and companies working in the industry, in the hearing industry, but more specifically in tinnitus care or tinnitus research, try to come together and, as one voice, talk about tinnitus and explain what can be done. Because a lot of the time, people go to their GPs or they go to the doctors and they're told that there's nothing they can do, which is not really true, and it happens to just make things worse. So what we want to do this year is promote something that has happened last year, actually in December, a publication from University of Newcastle in the UK, a researcher there called Dr. William Sidley, came up with a new paradigm to stimulate the ears with sounds that are specifically meant to desynchronize some of the neurons in your brain and help the tinnitus loudness go down. So it's something that we think is quite exciting. There has been some trials around that when they worked on the product, on the sounds back in the UK, and this has been published in science peer-reviewed publications. And so we picked it up and we tried to put together a seven-day challenge where we invite everyone that has been told there is nothing they can do about the tinnitus and just give it a try. So come with us and try those different sounds. Try the other different techniques that have been evidenced to help manage the tinnitus. We won't be able to cure your tinnitus, but the idea is to give you some taste of what you could try to manage it.
And the best website, people listening who are thinking, right, I've got my pen out, where do I go online to find this?
So we invite everyone to join us on tools.mindear.com. So that's tools, T-O-O-L-S dot mindear, MINDEAR.com. And there they should land on our seven-day challenge, sound wellness challenge, and be able to join the challenge.
Thank you so much for some time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Emma.
Tools.mindear.com is that that website, tools.mindear.com. And that was Dr. Mathieu Reckener from MindEar telling you all about that. We're going to talk about Bridgerton in just a moment, a very quick look at